League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm looking at all the prop bets for this Sunday Super Bowl. You know, it's funny because there's always some of the same ones, like Mickey Guyton is going to sing the national anthem. Like, is it going to be over 95 seconds? Is it going to be under 95 seconds? I just want to know who's there with the stopwatch and not just enjoying the moment of the national anthem and being like, yes, $13, you know?
Well, when you lay a big bet on it, and there's more bets this year, I think, than ever before, thanks to legalized gambling in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
That person, obviously, and whoever's taking the bet are going to be paying really close attention. I think it would blow you away how much money sometimes people put down on these things. I saw somebody laid a $4 million bet on the Bengals to win.
Really?
$4 million.
I mean, they must have billions. Like, it must have been like, I don't know, Elton John. Elton John decided that he was going to bet, and he bet on the Bengals.
Actually, a furniture store owner, like in Texas. I think he sells mattresses primarily.
I mean, why does he have so much money? How many mattresses did he sell that he could bet $4 million on a game?
I guess, you know, we could talk about it when it is that you want to go to sleep later on. Right. Then you need it. Elton John sounds nice, though. It would be something if Elton John was a Bengals fan.
Yeah. I'm looking at the halftime show props because, you know, I'm really looking forward to the halftime show. I feel like every meme is like, if you're a 40-year-old woman, then you can't wait for the halftime show, but your kids have no idea what's going on. I'm like, if your kid doesn't know who these rappers are, you've done something wrong as a parent.
Popular prop bet is, will Snoop Dogg come out smoking? I say, will he ever put it out?
Right. And also, what songs, which obviously we have, the first song is going to be California Love. The Super Bowl's in California. Like, doesn't everybody know that?
How do I
bet on that right now? How do I do that?
Yeah. I feel like that is a capper song. See, I would go the other way. So there's money to be made.
All right. Color of the Gatorade, orange, blue, or none?
I'm going to go with blue.
Blue is the favorite.
Because they're the Rams.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Who will the Super Bowl MVP thank first? Team, family, fans, or God?
I'm going to go team, followed by God. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a twofer.
And which brand will air the first commercial? That's always a big one. Who was it last year? I don't even remember.
I'm going to say Budweiser.
Is it usually Budweiser? I'm going to go Toyota.
Only one way to figure it out. But if you put some money down on it, you'll be paying closer attention.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you?
How did it go with getting the new washer dryer?
We still don't have one. We got one, and it was a nightmare. It was installed improperly. It was a little too large for the area, so they had to come back and take it, and we get the new one tomorrow.
You know what? To be fair, Anna, my wife told me it wasn't going to fit. She said it was too big, and I said, no, it's going to fit because I took the measurements, and then they got it there to the house. They did not put it together correctly, and so because of that, they weren't able to fit it, but it would have been kind of an albatross in there anyways.
What do they say? Measure twice, cut once, Raven? So this is one of those instances where you only measured once?
Well, I measured many times. I knew it was going to be tight, but then they showed up and they put it together wrong, and then they just had to shove it in one piece, and they destroyed everything. It was bad. It was a bad couple days.
So in the meantime, what do you do? You're like in the tub with like the old school, what are they called? What are those things?
The washboard?
Yeah, the washboard. Is that how you do it?
Oh, yeah.
My mom in the fountain in Portugal.
Yeah, no, I've been sitting at the laundromat, Anna. It's so much fun. First time I had to go to the laundromat, we still had our dryer in here, so I was able to bring home the wet clothes and dry them, so it was a quick 20 minutes at the laundromat. Well, when I went last night, I forgot that we completely took them out now, and I had no dryer, so I had to sit there while they dried. Some guy tried to take me out to dinner, and I never want to go back ever again.
Dinner story is the best.
I mean, where'd he ask you to go? Were you hungry?
No, someone had opened my dryer. That's how it started. I came in, my dryer was above his, and it was open and stopped. So now my clothes are still wet, and I'm livid. I'm loading it back up and I'm putting more money in it. And he goes, oh, I think these are yours. And it's two pairs of my socks. Like, not only did you open it, well, you took my socks, you weirdo. Were you looking for underwear? Like, what? I don't even know.
Yeah, you didn't tell me this part.
I forgot about that. So I'm walking back out to the car because I refused to sit in there. He goes, excuse me, miss. And I was like, yeah. He goes, and he hesitated for a minute. He's like, can I take you out to dinner? And I was like, I'm married. And he goes, yeah, I know I saw the ring, but I had to give it a shot.
Well, but maybe he just wanted to be a friend. Maybe he didn't, like, he wasn't romantic. Oh, yeah. He was just thinking, like, I like this lady's socks. These are champion quality socks.
It was that time of day.
Right.
It was like 5 o'clock, 5:30.
This guy was just hungry and lonely.
Clearly.
And you shot him down.
The look on her face says, I don't want to be there. But
I go out to my car, and I'm parked next to him because I saw him go in. And I look. He had left his kid in the car.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe his child was hungry. Maybe
he was. And I was like,
hungry
oh my
for
God.
A new mom.
Yeah.
Look, buddy, I found your new mama.
I'm never going back.
All right. So I guess things weren't going well. Okay, good. How's Raven been behaving as a husband?
I mean, I guess he's been good, except for he didn't listen to me about the washer and dryer when I said it was too big. I would not have had to go to the laundromat. And I didn't want to be right, Anna. I did not want to be like, I told you so. But I mean, it just happened. It happened.
When he had the socks in his hand, did he hand them back to you or did he put them directly
yeah.
back
I'd be like,
into the washing machine?
I'd be
machine?
Like, just place them on the table. Please.
Right.
Place them on the table and walk away.
How did he find your socks?
I'm telling you, I think he was looking for my underwear, the weirdo.
Yeah, I mean, it's off-putting when he turns around to hand them to you and he's got them under his nose like, I think these are yours.
What kind of grade do you want to give Raven this week?
I got to give him a C, Anna. Like, he put me in that situation. I'm scarred for life now.
Wow.
I mean, I tell him all the time, listen to your wife. Just do it.
Getting ready for the big game. The most important part for us is always the food.
Yeah, your spread enhances any sort of interaction with your friends, Anna. Plus, calories don't count on Super Bowl Sunday.
Everybody knows that. Chef Plum from the Food Network is joining us. Now, Plum, we're doing this contest on Sunday where people take pictures of their spread, and you can do this too. Take pictures of all the food that you're serving at your party, and then just send it to us by text at 1-800-330-9999, or you can just tag us on any social media, and we'll see it. We'll pick one person. They're going to win $100. But as we were talking about it, we realized there has been a shortage in dip innovation. Ever since they came out with that buffalo chicken dip, it's like they were like this. We did it. We're done. No more dips for anybody.
Time stopped.
Anna, sometimes I wonder if you're the smartest person I know. Where do you get this stuff?
Well, there hasn't been, with the exception of the cannoli dip, which Raven pointed out, and he was right.
I mean, I love it. It's a giant leap for mankind.
Yeah, there really hasn't been.
It is delicious.
Like new stuff, like guacamole, like the 7-layer dip. But what else? What else can we make into dips?
I kind of akin food to playing a guitar. There's not a whole lot of notes you can play on a guitar that have never been played before, but you can put them in a different spot and bring them back. So, for instance, one of the things that I'm doing for the Super Bowl this year is making a delicious homemade cheese dip. Saute up a little onions and garlic till they're just translucent and soft. I usually do one clove of garlic, half an onion. Throw some cream cheese into a pan. Let it start to melt down, stirring it constantly. A little bit of beer. I like to use a nice lager. You don't want to use anything too dark. Mm-hmm. And let that beer cook down for a minute. When I say cook down, it means reduce it by about half. Take that water out, let it come to a boil, mix in with that cream cheese, and then finish it with about 4 ounces of cheddar cheese. Mix that stuff right in there. And if you want to get really, really crazy and make your mom's old school dip, add some of those Rotel canned tomatoes with the chilies in it. It's delicious. It makes a big difference. But a cheese dip, Raven, come on. If I put a bowl of cheese dip and some chips down, you wouldn't eat it?
It's amazing to me how 3 ingredients in, you had already lost me. But as soon as you said beer, I got right back into it and started paying attention.
For years, I've tried to come on this show, give you guys some culinary skills, and I just don't think you've picked up anything.
Oh, I've picked up a lot. I've picked up that beer and cheese work together in a pot, and I feel like if there's ever been a success story, that would be it.
Make it translucent. Right, we just passed the quiz. See? What else?
I'm going to give you one more really easy one, okay? Really, really easy. Take a pan, right, and just brown off some garlic till it starts to smell nice and garlicky, right? Add some white beans to it, those northern navy beans, they call them. A butter beans would work. And then take that mixture after you get it nice and warm in the pan and put it into your food processor. Hit it with a little bit of olive oil and salt, a nice Turner 3 or black pepper, puree it. It makes the most delicious bean dip you'll ever have. Listen, it's all about the Super Bowl. It's not the next day. So let's eat these things. And I like how you said calories don't count in the Super Bowl, because I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere from a Yale study.
I got to be counting tackles and sacks and important stuff. I'm not counting calories. Yeah. Forget that.
And I'll give you one more. Get yourself a nice bowl of cream cheese. In that bowl, you can add some green onions that are chopped up, add a little bit of garlic in there, add some lemon juice to it, and then pour a touch of red wine vinegar. Whip that together with a whisk. Just whip it really, really good. Top it with a little bit of olive oil and dip your vegetables in it. It's the best almost sour cream and onion dip you've ever had.
You know, I don't want to toot your horn, Chef Plum, but when I talked about dip innovation and the loss of it, you have really brought it back to me.
I still get nervous every time the phone rings and I see it's you guys.
Well, coming up next, maybe dips aren't your thing. It's getting cold. So what do you want? Soup. And ironically, soup and Super Bowl make the most sense.
I mean, they rhyme.
Oh, no.
Right. How to make a perfect soup with the stuff that's already in your fridge? That's coming up next with Chef Plum. Coming up on Sunday, it's the Super Bowl, but maybe you want to make soup for the Super Bowl.
I see what you did.
I mean, really trying here. Chef Plum from the Food Network is joining us. When I called you and I said, hey, can you give us some tips on how to make really great soups? You were like, are you serious? But I think, like, this is the time of year where you crave that stuff.
Well, I said, who makes soup for the Super Bowl? And then you went, you know, the Super Bowl. And I was like, oh, I get it. Dad joke level 10.
Yep.
I'm there.
Mom joke. Thank you.
Not a bad idea, though. Soups are fantastic for the Super Bowl because you're going to feed a bunch of people out of one pot. I love that idea. I make here at my house something we call family soup, which is really, really simple. You just take a pot, a big soup pot, and I look in my refrigerator and see what I have. You know, whether I have some chicken, whether I have ground beef, whatever protein we have in there, I throw that in the pot. Obviously, I'm going to cut it up if it's big pieces. And then I take whatever vegetables I have in there as well, chop those up rough, doesn't have to be beautiful, throw them in the pot. So in that pot, I'm cooking off that chicken. I'm cooking off those vegetables all at once. I'm going to add some garlic to it, a nice pinch of salt. Don't be cheap with the salt, friends. Salt, that's where that flavor comes from. In that pot, I'm going to mix it up beautifully. I'm going to pour a pinch of white wine in there, usually about a half a cup or so. What happens is the bottom of that pan gets all that little brown tasty bits on the bottom. Mm-hmm. That's called the fond, Anna, F-O-N-D, fond. Mm-hmm. And that is so much flavor. That white wine deglazes that pan, pulls that stuff up. And don't worry, Raven, we're almost done with this recipe. What you want to do then is take a can or a box of San Marzano tomatoes, pour that in there, add some frozen corn, and finish the rest of it off with a little bit of water and let it simmer for about an hour and a half. After it comes to that boil, chop some potatoes up and throw them in there, and now let it simmer. The starch thickens that soup up. It's absolutely fantastic. It's delicious. It's a quick, easy dinner we do at my house. And if I was having a Super Bowl party, I would absolutely throw down family soup. It's easy, feeds everybody. Put hot sauce in it. You can spice it up.
I mean, you're going to have to listen to this on the podcast 10 times in slow motion for all those different...
You wrote that down.
Right.
Right? Somebody somewhere is transcribing that right at this moment, right? Because it sounds delicious.
One more soup. Can I give you one more soup? It doesn't really count as a soup, but I guess it kind of is a soup. Doing just a simple beans and rice sort of situation, right? So cook down some onions, some garlic. Everything starts with onions and garlic. That tastes delicious. And you want to throw some andouille sausage in there. Let that all come together beautifully in the pan. Then throw a little bit of green peppers and celery in that pan as well. So in that pan, you've got some onions, some celery, some green peppers, some garlic, all getting happy in that pan. Some andouille sausage in there sliced up. Andouille comes from any grocery store. Pour one of those bags of yellow rice in there, add the water to it, and put shrimp in and cover it. A wonderful pot of jambalaya that's going to please everybody, because who doesn't love jambalaya?
And jambalaya is a party.
Perfect.
A Super Bowl party.
That's almost one you could pass off to a guy and make him think that he's eating a dip. You'd be like, you just gave me a bowl full of dip? And you'd be like, yes, does that sound odd? He'll be like, not on Super Bowl Sunday.
No, he'd be like, a tortilla, you could pick up some of that rice. Like, nobody knows the difference.
Nobody knows.
All right, check out Chef Plum online at chefplum.com. Thanks, Chef.
Thanks, guys.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's the Super Bowl edition of All I Need.
Yeah, it's a good idea to go over game day etiquette, basically, and I make sure that people understand the rules, because inevitably you're probably going to a party or you're having a party, and some people just don't understand how these things really work when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, if you get mad when somebody gets in your face and goes, in your face, even though it's not really your team, that's all I need to know about you.
People get so riled up. And then I was like, but neither of these are your team. Like, why are you so mad? Like, unless, I guess, you just have money on the game? That's
this goes,
the only explanation.
This goes both ways, too. Mm-hmm. If you're the person that adopts a team just because you want to make your friend angry during the, you know, the Super Bowl because it's their team that's in it, that's also not cool. That's all I need to know about you.
If you have to have a chair upside down in the middle of the room for good luck, that's all I need to know about you.
Right. If you have weird superstitions.
Yeah. Luckily, for my family, my husband is a huge Giants fan. Whenever the Giants were in the Super Bowl, man, it was like we would have people over. We'd have to have this one chair upside down in the middle of the family room the whole time.
So
and I'd
weird.
Be like, Paul, literally it's not doing anything except like making a block in the middle of this family room. No, don't touch it.
If you bought
you
a jersey. Right. You don't understand. You weren't there. You weren't there 72 years ago. If you bought a jersey just for the Super Bowl, that's all I need to know about you. One of those people that just showed up at the end and they're like, no. Honestly, I'm a fan. Yeah. I'll tell you why I've been a fan. I've been a fan forever. I told everybody they were going to win the Super Bowl.
If you're considering putting your toddler to bed at 5 o'clock, not so you can watch the game in peace, but you can watch the halftime show in peace, right. That's all I need to know about you and also what I'm doing.
You don't need to explain to your kids who Mary J. Blige is. All right?
No.
It's not important.
It's time out. At some point, your children need to know who Mary J. is, the
but
history
not
of Eminem.
You don't need to explain right now.
No, not when
right.
I'm in my glory.
Also, if you talk my ear off about blown calls or overtime rules or anything like that and tell me how your team is the one that really should have been there. That's all I need to know about you. Save it. Just sit back. Enjoy this game. Let's have a great time.
If you already ditched your diet that you started a week ago because you realize, why would I start a diet the week before the Super Bowl?
Yeah, bad planning.
Yeah, that's definitely all I need to know about you, too.
Start on Monday. Enjoy the game.
I fell into the vortex, the internet vortex, when I started researching this, and now I'm fascinated.
Now you started thinking about things that you would like to own. I don't know. What did you find? What did you come up with?
It's elusive. The Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
So, like, you forget that if you win the Super Bowl, you get this ring, but...
No, I don't forget that. But, I mean, there are other people that get rings, too. Like, so if you are part of a team organization that wins the Super Bowl, a lot of times they'll give rings to people that work in the sports staff, the stadium crews, all sorts of stuff, front office workers, all that.
Yeah, so the NFL awards the championship team the first 150 rings, and they pay roughly $5,000 towards each ring. But here's the thing. Most of these rings, like last year's ring, the Buccaneers ring, cost $35,000. So the owners chip in the rest of it to cover them.
Now, that's cool if you're paying for Tom Brady, but what if you're paying for, like, the guy at the hot dog stand?
I think that, so here's what I'm starting to understand as I go deep into my search.
Yeah.
Is that the players and the coaches and all that, they get, like, the legit ones that have the real gold, the real diamonds and all that.
Yes.
But if you're, like, answer the phone.
You get a scaled down version.
Right. It's fascinating when you really look into it. But each ring has to include the Super Bowl logo. Like that's mandatory. Like the NFL requires that. And then it has the game score, the season record, and then the rings are customized for the players with their name and their number. We've been asking all day, like, if anybody owns a Super Bowl ring, can you call in or, you know, send us a message on Facebook or whatever? And the closest we got was somebody named Brady on our Facebook page wrote, have one, no, held one, yes. My girlfriend's uncle is Randy Rasmussen from the 1968 Jets.
Wow.
I'm like, but when you, like, hold a ring, like, do you want, you know when somebody asks you, like, do you want to hold it?
Yeah.
And then you, like, hold, isn't it awkward? Because, like, after, like, 3 seconds, you're like, how long am I supposed to hold this
All right,
this
take
for?
It back.
Can
right,
I
you examine
it. You?
Right. And depending on the year, I mean, they've gotten more elaborate every single year, right? So I think that last year's actually comes apart. I think it has an inside and an outside.
It opens, like the top
parts,
like it opens
it's
up.
Insane.
And I'm like, what are you going to hide in your Super Bowl ring? I mean, they're big.
You
but...
look at the other ones, like from back in the day, the 60s, the 70s, they look like class rings. They look like regular class rings. You know, it might be a diamond, but it looks a lot different, that's for sure.
And like if the franchise had won a lot of Super Bowls, that's like the big diamonds on the front, they put like that for how many Super Bowls they've won. I mean, it's really interesting if you look into it. It's an interesting tradition, but I was like, if I wanted to buy one, I wanted to go online and I wanted to buy somebody's Super Bowl ring, would I be able to find one? And after a deep search, Raven, I could only find one for sale, and I don't know who it belongs to. It doesn't say who it belongs to.
Is that true?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to tell you. Okay, it is a... It is a 1980 Oakland Raiders Super Bowl 15 championship ring.
1980, okay, yeah.
Guess how much it cost.
Gosh, 1980. The 80s were high flying. I mean, the Raiders haven't won a ton of these things. I'm going to say $20,000.
59. No, I was trying to see if I could read the side of the ring.
Okay.
It says $59,999.
$59,000.
So $60,000 for this ring.
Wow.
So, but it's impossible to find them. But then what I realized as I continue searching is that there's a lot of knockoffs. Like a lot of companies make knockoffs of these rings with cubic zirconia and like 10 karat gold, and they sell them. And I was like, for like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. And I'm like, why would you want a fake Super Bowl ring? It's like buying a fake Louis Vuitton to me. It's like, well, you know, like, who are you fooling? Like, you're going to see, like, this scrawny guy in the corner. You're going to be like, oh, yeah, you won the Super Bowl, buddy. Right? Don't you think?
I mean, it might be worth a free drink at the bar.
I don't know.
With some story that you've concocted, but right.
All day today, if you know somebody with a Super Bowl ring, just have them call us at 1-800-330-9999. There's a lot of ways you can predict the winner of the Super Bowl. But for us, there's always been one way because it's the most accurate.
Animal prognosticators have been the definitive authority on guessing games for years now at this point, Anna. You ever hear about that octopus? For 20 years, he reigned supreme.
Mm-hmm. Jim Knotts from the Beardsley Zoo. Jim, you have brought a special animal today to help us predict who the winner is going to be. Can you please tell us about him or her?
Sure thing. She is an ornate box turtle. Her name is Torty, mm-hmm. as in tortoise, because she's very tortoise-like, and she is awesome. It's a scientific term.
Box turtle, huh? I thought we were getting a tortoise. What happened there, Jim?
It's just like a tortoise.
Well, the tortoises ate a lot the other day. We wanted to keep the studio nice and clean.
Oh well, we're very thankful for that.
Do whatever they want, huh?
So I guess Torty is constipated, I guess.
Or not. Just leave it. Does Torty have any unique gifts that would make her great for this job?
Yes, because she has really good color vision. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that we may have some, you know, logos that might have color in them, and that might enable her to differentiate between Rams and Bengals. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned the colors because our producer, Sean, drew the logos and he's very proud of his pencil work.
True story, Jim. Producer Sean is afraid that if we print the logos online from the teams that we'll get sued if we use them videos. So he drew them himself and has been working on it for hours.
He's very pumped up.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So how it's going to work is we're going to put up Torty, the box turtle, and we're going to set up the two different logos of the teams. Now, whoever Torty goes to becomes clearly the winner of the Super Bowl, and that's where I'll put all my money this weekend.
Same treats, right? In the same bowls? I mean, this is legitimate other than that.
That's correct. This is highly legitimate. This is highly scientific. Yes.
I just wanted to make sure one team wasn't like, you know, packing lettuce and the other one had bacon or something like that.
What does Torty eat?
She's an omnivore. She loves to eat berries, right? So berries, fruits, veggies, leafy greens, but also likes the insect protein, worms, slugs, snails.
Do we have slugs and snails here?
We've got some good stuff. Huh? I can give it away or I can show you guys and build the suspense.
A T-bone steak.
It's time for Torty the Box Turtle to predict who's going to win the Super Bowl on Sunday. Jim from the Beardsley Zoo. And Jim, you polished her shell today for her big moment.
I did. She's ready for her close-up.
We have the Bengals set up and the Rams set up. And in front of both the pictures of the helmets, dishes. Jim, what are in those dishes?
We have equal proportions of mealworms and earthworms.
It's disgusting.
All right, Jim, when you're ready, place Torty down.
3, 2, 1, go Torty.
Oh my gosh, she's off. She's so fast. She's making a beeline towards the Bengals. Oh no. She's switching direction. She's going towards the Rams. It's like she's smelling, but she's not quite sure what to do. Right now, she has positioned herself and she is stuck right in between the Bengals and the Rams.
When she first approached the Bengals, I thought this game was over. Jim, could she hear us? Is it our shouting that's made her freeze?
No, she's not cueing in on sound. I think she's looking at those dishes, and she is thinking, hey, I got a snack coming my way.
All right, she's looking over to the left at the Bengals. She's moved her head that way, and inside the Bengals dish, there is that worm that's slithering around. It's grossing me out, but Torty's thinking, there's my snack.
I just wish that there was a taller worm. I want to be able to see the worm over the lip of the plate. Can Torty even see that worm?
Can Torty smell?
Well, they don't have a sense of smell like we do, not a powerful sense of smell, but there are some turtles and tortoises that have a limited sense of smell, and she does have pretty good eyesight, and she can see above the lip of the bowl there, the dish, so let's see what we get.
All right, well, now she's just staring at the middle. She's not even looking at the Bengals anymore. She's looking directly at the middle of the Bengals and the Rams logos.
Come on, Torty. Aren't you tempted by Joe Burrow's swag? Or is it OBJ and his return story? Looks like the guy was good all along.
When you spoke, Raven?
Yes.
Torty jumped. I think your voice is intimidating her, and that's why she can't do anything. It's too scary.
Come on, do it for Ohio.
You shouldn't yell louder. Jim, do tortoises see color? Is that what she, is she looking at those logos?
These guys do. The box turtles and ornate box turtles, they can definitely detect color, like the ripening of berries. So, yeah, they sure do. And especially they're into reds and oranges.
Oh, we've got mealworm movement over here. It's disgusting.
Oh,
again,
here she goes.
Tortie's on the move.
She's on the move. Oh, here she goes. Here she goes. She's
Jamar,
making her way.
Go for Jamar.
She's making her way.
She's going to run into the wall.
Right.
What is she doing?
She's making a turn. She's making a left-hand turn. She's considering the Bengals.
Oh,
she's,
she sat down.
The worm is escaping the dish. The worm. It is the plot twist we didn't see. The worm is going towards.
If she bites that worm hanging out of dish, that's clearly an affirmative. That's clearly a pick.
One of those worms is leaving.
And a new
and
angle.
Is slithering towards her, which doesn't seem like a good idea. I feel it's like a, that is a bad decision for the worm.
It's come hither motion by the worm.
Let that worm get out. I want to see what happens if that worm gets out.
All of a sudden, I feel like I'm at the Roman Games with you. Gladiator. Anna, your bloodlust is so unexpected for me. She's like, I want to see what happens. Release the tiger. Do we have a baby shark? Put it out there.
Look at that worm go.
The movement. The movement's tempting her. It's tempting Tortie.
Oh, she sees that.
It's Joe Burrow swag. It's Joe Burrow swag. Come on.
And just like that, after a whole lot of debate.
And Tortie, 45 minutes.
Yeah. Tortie goes to the Bengals.
And so does Super Bowl victory Sunday night.
Looking for the perfect gift for Valentine's Day that's free? You came to the right place. Producer John is really good at writing songs. You tell us about your significant other, and he will write a song as quickly as possible. We've been doing this all week.
You're like a modern-day Merv Griffin, but without the money.
Mm-hmm. Right. Definitely without the money, but thank you for the compliment.
So 1-800-330-9999. You just have to tell us about your significant other, give us some details about them, and then pick the genre of music that you want him to write the song in. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Carter. How are you?
Good, Carter. Thanks.
Good. Just calling about my girlfriend and seeing if we can make this happen.
And what's your girlfriend's name?
Her name's Hannah.
Okay.
Hannah. Okay.
And, you know, she is a huge fan of, like, Poison, Motley Crue. Like, think of that, you know, hair metal type 80s rock. That is definitely her.
Nice.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Hannah sounds hot. Woo! Like climbing all on top of a jaguar, kind of hot. Woo!
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about his
heavy
girlfriend.
Eyeliner.
All right, so tell us three facts about your girlfriend, Hannah.
Okay, so with all that, she definitely makes way more money than me. I work at a restaurant as a waiter, but she pulls in some good money. So some of my friends give me stuff about that. She does get a lot of speeding tickets. She's real heavy on the pedal, no doubt. And she takes care of herself a lot more than I do. She looks fantastic, always has. I'd probably let myself go a little bit, but nonetheless, she's definitely in better shape than I am.
That's a lot right there.
Yeah,
it's a lot to work with.
I feel like I want to meet Hannah and hang out with her, right? Doesn't she sound awesome? All right.
Oh, everyone does.
Just keep David Lee Roth away from her because he's going to hit on her, bro.
Mm-hmm. Producer John, think you can write a song about Hannah?
Oh, it won't be nothing but a good time, Anna.
All right.
Yeah.
All this week, we're hooking you up with the perfect Valentine's Day gift, something that'll last long after the flowers are dead and the chocolate has been eaten. A personalized song written by Producer John.
This is going to be so great. This one, I think maybe I'm the most excited about. It's the hair metal song.
Oh, I mean, listen, don't give it all away right now, Raven.
So all this week, you have the chance to call us at 1-800-330-9999. You tell us about your significant other. You pick the genre of music you want. And John has a few minutes to write the song. And he's done so well on the fly.
Aww.
So, Carter, okay, your girlfriend Hannah, let me make sure I got this right. You want an 80s hair metal song because she loves that genre of music, right? Poison, Motley Crue, all that.
Yep, yep.
You said that she makes more money than you, which I thought was a funny thing to pick out, but okay, cool, right?
How many things can you rhyme with breadwinner?
She gets a lot of speeding tickets, and she's in better shape than you. Did I hit all the three things correctly?
That is on point. Exactly it. Let's see if you can do this.
All right, CeCe DeVille, you ready?
Oh, dude, let's get into it. So with 80s metal, it's all about the big sing-along hook. So this is called Red Hot Sugar Mama.
Nice.
Red Hot Sugar Mama, she's so fine. She's in the gym all the time. Spends more time working out than me. Makes all the money for the family. I'm hot! Red Hot Sugar Mama likes to speed. Red Maserati is all she needs. Policemen give her lots of fines. But I'm happy Sugar Mama is all mine.
That's pretty good,
yay,
man. Wait, Brett Michaels is
awesome.
On line three. He doesn't want the song rights. He wants
for
your hair.
Sure.
That's right.
Classic. That's awesome.
Carter, you think Hannah's going to like that?
Oh, 100%. Y'all just made my month.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Dennis and Lila. Lila, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, basically, I've seen my boss's daughter on TikTok where she's dressed completely inappropriately, like dancing very seductively. It's beyond appalling. And I want to tell my boss about this because my boss is not on TikTok. So, but Den is telling me otherwise or advising me otherwise.
So wait a minute. Your boss's daughter is on TikTok. And like when you see it, it's like, it's one of those. Like the mom needs to know. Oh, the mom should know to step in.
I can't even tell you. It's like a Kardashian, but on steroids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're grown women, the Kardashians.
How old is your boss's daughter? Did I miss that?
She's 14.
Oh, 14 years old.
Dennis, what's your thoughts on this?
Oh, my gosh. Stay the hell out of it. This can only turn bad. She's going to shoot the messenger. And like, who wants to be that one that tells your boss that her daughter is wild and scantily clad and doing all that stuff? It's not your daughter. This can only go bad. You just need to keep your head down and do your job. That's just so not your place.
Lila, what is your relationship with your boss? Because if I saw one of my boss's kids doing something, I would report it immediately.
Right.
But we've been together a long time.
Tighter with our bosses. We have a lot more interaction with our bosses than a lot of people do.
I mean, they're not coming over for barbecue. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely more on the professional side.
Well, okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, with kids after anything like that, you hate to think that there's something that you can do that would make a difference, that would be a positive thing for them. On the other hand, I mean, Dennis is kind of right. A lot of times when you're the bearer of bad news, got nothing to do with you. It's not even the news that you're bringing. You're soiled by it. It sticks to you because either you're completely off base, and that happens all the time because we are making assumptions about the rest of the story. We're filling it in. Or sometimes they just don't want to see you because they don't want to be reminded of the terrible thing that they either had to deal with or still have to deal with and haven't dealt with yet.
It's tough. Your boss's daughter. Do you tell the boss? Huh. Well, let's see what the audience has to say. If you agree with Lila, then you're just looking out, and she's 14 years old doing things that she shouldn't be doing. And you know for a fact her mom doesn't know, and you want her mom to know. But they may see Dennis's side, too. You need to keep business with business. Keep your mouth shut and let her deal with her personal matters herself.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Lila's on TikTok, and she saw a video of her boss's daughter, who's 14 years old, dancing very inappropriately, wearing some things that she should not have been wearing, dancing to songs that she should not have been dancing to. And she knows for a fact, her boss, she's not on TikTok. There's no way that she would know that her daughter's doing this. So she's like, I got to tell her. But her husband says, hold on, Lila.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Dennis thinks it's a terrible idea. Listen, there's plenty of people's daughters on TikTok doing plenty of things that you wouldn't think that are actual good behavior for a teenage daughter. And when you've got your own teenage daughter, you can raise that kid however you want to. But this is your boss's daughter. And maybe she doesn't want to hear it. Certainly doesn't need to hear it from you. Let somebody else tell her. Then you don't have to worry about it reflecting on your job.
What do you think? Would you tell your boss? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Hi, Couples Court.
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. You gotta tell your boss. It's a 14-year-old girl, and that's the internet. There's older men on there. They could be messaging her on whatever social media. If she's got it on TikTok, she might have it on Facebook. It's just dangerous. She come home pregnant, it's a problem.
That was a leap, but thank you very much for the call.
You're saying,
but they're definitely not on Facebook. Probably Instagram or TikTok is the way to go. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. Lila's on TikTok, and she saw a video of her boss's 14-year-old daughter doing some, well, inappropriate dances to inappropriate songs, dressed inappropriately.
Sure.
And she said, you know what? I'm going to tell my boss. Like, I know that my boss isn't on TikTok. I know she probably has no idea this is happening, and somebody should let her know. But her husband, Dennis, says, what are you, nuts?
Yeah, Dennis thinks, stay out of this, right? Mind your business here. This is your job. You don't want to be the person that is the reminder of everything that's going on with somebody's teenage daughter or whatever. I mean, he understands, listen, this is not good behavior. On the other hand, he just doesn't want her to have the stigma as being the bearer of bad news from then on.
Or also like, well, why are you following my daughter? And all that kind of stuff that goes
fair
along
questions.
With it.
They are fair questions that come along with this type of thing.
Yeah, what do you think? What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side, 100%. If it was my kid, I would want to know.
Thank you for the call.
I would also want to know.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you wouldn't be reminded of the terrible things your kid was doing every time you looked at that person from then on.
Oh, I would also think that person's got my back.
Okay.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the woman. She needs to tell. Because if it was my daughter, I would want, and somebody saw that, I would want them to tell me so I can take care of it.
Raven's having a hard time grasping
yeah,
this.
I am.
Yeah. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Absolutely on the wife's side. I have a daughter, and I would want to know. It takes a village to raise a child, so absolutely on the wife's side.
I mean, how? Like, I just don't know how you go into your work and you look at her every day knowing that something is going on behind her back and you're not going to try to help her out.
Yeah, I guess it's completely possible that she's unaware, right? But the truth is that if you've got a troublesome kid, most of the time you know you've got a troublesome kid.
But Raven, that's where the mistakes come in. A lot of times you don't know you have a troublesome kid and you need somebody to point it out. Because I've seen things happen where I've like let the parents know and they definitely had no idea. And those kids are good kids. They just make some bad mistakes.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lila, our audience agreed with you today. I mean, looking out is looking out and just saying, hey, I just want you to know, like I saw your daughter's TikTok. Have you ever seen them before? Maybe you want to look at them. I think any mom that has any idea what's going on, the minute you say that, will understand that something is wrong and will go investigate on her own.
Right. That's what I'm, it's like, I'd want to know. We have to look out for each other.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that many people feel the need to get involved in other people's lives like that. I'm floored.
It may blow up in your face, but, you know, at least you'll be able to sleep at night there, Lila. Dennis, you may be sleeping in a cardboard box, but that's what it's like. Good luck, guys.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, Brittany.
Yes?
You are up, girl. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Brittany.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, Raven's walking out of here. It's the soundproof studio. When that door closes, he can't hear us. Jackpot for days is up to $800. Brittany, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Disney's Encanto has now generated 2 Billboard top 10 hits. What Brooklyn Nine-Nine detective plays the main character Mirabelle?
Stephanie Beatriz.
Number 2, J-Lo and Owen Wilson star in the new rom-com movie Marry Me. It's out today. Owen Wilson also starred in the 2017 movie Wonder, which is based on the popular children's book Wonder. Who wrote that book?
R.J. Palacio.
Number 3, LeBron James was nominated for Worst Actor by the Razzies for his performance in what 2021 sequel film?
Space Jam.
Number 4, Andy Richter was given the role of a lifetime. He'll be playing Caesar in a Super Bowl ad for avocados. What late-night talk show host did Andy Richter work on as an announcer, a writer, and he was basically his general sidekick?
Conan.
At number 5, the duo who coached last year's Puppy Bowl are back to host the Puppy Bowl again this year. Who are they? Time's
up. The only duo I can think of, but...
That's all right. Brittany, you did so great. Let's hope it's enough. Let's bring Raven back in. Come on, Raven. Let's go. Brittany got 4 out of 5.
Pretty impressive, Brittany. $800. Let's see how I do.
Yeah. Number 1, Disney's Encanto has now generated 2 Billboard top 10 hits. What Brooklyn Nine-Nine detective plays the main character, Mirabelle?
Oh, it's Stephanie Beatriz.
Yes. Number 2, J-Lo and Owen Wilson star in the new rom-com movie, Marry Me. It's out today. Owen Wilson also starred in the 2017 movie Wonder, which is based on the popular children's book Wonder.
Oh, boy.
Who's the author?
I have no idea. We saw that movie. I have no idea.
Yeah, we went with the 5th grade class. R.J. Palacio. Or Palacio.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. I'll remember that. No.
Never. That's never why it was question number two. Right. Yep.
Great. Ask all me right. that tomorrow. I won't know that.
You have to get all these other ones right to tie. Yeah. Number
thanks.
Three.
I understand math. No, here we go.
LeBron James was nominated for Worst Actor by the Razzies for his performance in what 2021 sequel film?
It's got to be Space Jam 2.
Yes. Number four, Andy Richter was given the role of a lifetime. He'll be playing Caesar in a Super Bowl ad for avocados. What late-night talk show host did he work on as an announcer, writer, and he was generally his sidekick?
He's Conan O'Brien's best friend.
Yes. Okay, you need this last one to tie, or Brittany is going to win $800. You ready? The duo who coached last year's Puppy Bowl are back to host the Puppy Bowl again this year. Who are they?
My homie Snoop Dogg and my girlfriend Martha Stewart.
I'm sorry, Brittany. He tied you with four. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt. Man, that was close.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Thanks. This is Brittany, and I can't, Raven.
Painful, huh? Painful. Thanks. $900 come Monday, Anna Zapp.
It's a lot of cash. I want to thank Emmett and Wendy. They supplied two of the questions that we used today. If you have an idea for a question, too, that you think can take Raven down, you can submit it at annaandraven.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.